just need to clap.
Here you go. It's no, it's like this. It's quick.
See?
As in like
nothing happened. You're right. Yeah. Who did that?
Well, how's that going?
Oh, you stopped the recording.
Did I?
Yes, you did.
Wow.
It's not recording. There we go. Yep. Okay.
Pays to call on the experts.
Really? Thank God.
Especially
thanks
on
so
a beautiful
much
day like today.
Really?
Alaska has a long history going back to throughout statehood of extending broad latitude to local municipalities in determining how they will fund the services they provide. And it's worked very well, and in fact the Supreme Court has consistently upheld innovative taxation schemes promulgated by municipalities. And I think before the state gets in and acts preemptively in this area, that it would be very prudent to, at a minimum, await the AML analysis that Mr. Beck indicated will be forthcoming this fall. But in closing, if it is the collective wisdom of our legislative body for the state to act preemptively in this field, I would suggest then that as part of this package, the state impose a statewide excise tax upon the in-state refiners. And as long as that excise tax is confined to in-state refiners, because of the way they price their products, the refiners would be of necessity required to absorb most or all of that excise tax and not pass it on to the Alaskan consumers. And in that way, we would mitigate, at least in part, some of the extreme prices that Alaskans are paying for refined petroleum. Thank you very much for this opportunity to address you, and I'd love to answer any questions.
Thank you, Paul.
Is he testifying
already? Next, if there's no one else on teleconference, we'll come here to Juneau. Okay. Representative Harris, yeah.
Okay, you're lucky you have me now. Or maybe you're unlucky you have me now. Jeff, you want to come forward? Jeff Cook with Williams. Williams, the Williams is not for sale. The Williams are for sale, just left the room. Oh, no, I got the wrong one.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Jeff Cook. I'm Vice President of External Affairs of Williams Alaska Petroleum. Pleased that the other testimony came first so that we might clarify a number of issues here for you. Williams does operate Alaska's largest refinery located at North Pole near Fairbanks, and we also own product terminals in Fairbanks and Anchorage. In addition, we own 29 convenience stores located in 7 Alaska communities. We also own a 3% interest. We are one of the Trans-Alaska Pipeline owners, a 3% interest that you should know we did not acquire until June of 2000, so we were not part of any TAF settlement methodology that dates back to 1986 that was referred to. Since our refinery came online just over 25 years ago, we have purchased 300 million barrels of crude oil from the state of Alaska. That's the equivalent of a small satellite field on the North Slope. And we paid the state $5 billion for that royalty oil. In addition, we have purchased other oil from the producers. Our refinery and the others in the state really are an economic value-added success story for Alaska. I'm here to support House Bill 216. The sponsor statement and Representative Anderson made an excellent summary of why this bill should go forward. As mentioned in some of the testimony we've heard earlier, on June 25th, 2002, a special election was held for the Fairbanks North Star Borough to determine if a 2 cent per gallon transfer tax should be enacted for the Fairbanks North Star Borough. That would tax every gallon of fuel coming out of our pipe into storage even before it was sold. Just the fact that we refined it went into a tank, 2 cents a gallon. Fortunately, after a lot of public debate, and I probably went to 8 or 10 discussions and debates on this tax, and by the way, the sponsor and primary sponsor, Mary Pierce, did not show up. I never met the man. He was not at one of those debates that I attended. It was heavily discussed in the newspaper, in the media, and at various forums. The voters voted it down 62% to 38%, which I would consider a fairly significant margin. We wanted to wait for that vote and not bring this legislation in last year. But this process in the election did bring the problem to the forefront, and that is, had this tax passed, the cost to Williams and our neighbor refiner PetroStar would have been in excess of $20 million per year. We would not have been able to add this on to the cost of our fuel to the majority of our customers because they have alternative sources of supply. Williams refines about 70,000 barrels per day of product, and about 60% of that product is jet fuel, of which over 90% is shipped by rail to Anchorage. Yesterday, we shipped 112 rail cars to Anchorage, which was a record for April 28th. A tremendous support for the railroad and for the economy of Alaska and the Anchorage International Airport. In addition, a lot of fuel that we send down goes out to the villages by barge and by other means to supply not only the airports but the diesel fuel and gasoline needs throughout the communities of Alaska. I can tell you that the air passenger and air cargo business, in particular the majority of our fuel goes there, is very competitive. We recently lost Air France to Fairbanks because they purchased long-range aircraft to overfly Alaska. A penny or two makes a big difference, and I think we want to be very careful in a major economic activity in Alaska not to unduly burden airlines with costs that right now and they can't absorb. We also export a product called naphtha to Japan. Our trading partner, Itochu, recently completed construction of a specialized class vessel so they could ship that product year-round out of the port of Anchorage. As mentioned, from the time our product leaves the refinery at North Pole, it goes through 8 potential taxing jurisdictions. Now, if every one of these was able to add this transfer tax on just because it rolled through there, we could have our product totally priced out of competition. We feel that we should be encouraging value-added activities like ours, where the majority of our product does go out of the interior, brings money back in the interior for jobs, and that we should want to preserve those jobs and, in fact, encourage new investment. We're faced with millions of dollars in new investment just for low sulfur fuels requirements in gasoline and diesel in the next few years. I think there's also something inherently unfair in the promoters of this tax, and you can go back and look at all their literature. They said, hey, let's have people from the rest of the state pay for the cost of local government Fairbanks. Well, I don't really think that's fair, and I don't think the people in Fairbanks would think it was very fair if the municipality of Anchorage, who owns the port of Anchorage, said, hey, let's put a 2 cent a pound tax on all freight that moves north. I think this whole trend of expecting other areas of the state to pay for our local government isn't one that we want to start. It was interesting that Mr. Beck testified. He happens to be a member of the Municipal Assembly, the Borough Assembly in Fairbanks, and prior to the election, the borough hired former Attorney General Abram Gross to analyze what would happen if this tax passed, and Abram Gross said, there's so much confusion, this thing will be litigated forever, and there's no certainty you're ever going to see any revenue. And I did provide to the committee, and I don't know if you have it in your file, that document. You really only have to read the first 2 pages and the last 2 pages to understand that. And to clarify the record, we never once threatened any litigation, unlike what was said. What we said is we'll simply pay the tax we think is due, and there are a number of exemptions relative to aircraft fuel especially and other things. We said, hey, we'll pay the tax on what's due, and if the borough thinks that we owe more, they're going to have to come and collect that, and that's simply the reason they went and got that opinion. I think it's unfair to say that the North Pole City Council rejected this idea. They did send it to the AML, and we've had discussions, and I think there's an AML representative here to discuss their concerns. What we're simply trying to do here is say, hey, within the boundaries of any municipality, they can tax all they want, whether they call it wholesale, retail, or transfer, fuel that's consumed within. But if we're trying to build a value-added export base and we're trying to pay locally for what we do locally, it's not fair to then tax that fuel that gets exported. So that's all we're saying is let's pay for government where we should. And I think that sort of covers what I wanted to say. We're really trying to protect the consumers by spelling out that there can't be multiple taxes, and we're also trying to give guidance to municipalities that don't have it now because of that Attorney General's opinion. Appreciate your indulgence and be glad to answer any questions.
Okay, Jeff, hang on a second. Representative Foster.
Yeah, just a brief comment. In 1993, one of my villages in my own district started taxing all the bypass coming through their village, St. Mary's, going to other villages up and down the Yukon. They were taxing all the stuff coming through their airport and using that for a tax base and making the people in my own village and Pickett Point and Pilot Station and Marshall and all those places. I put through a law here in the House and Senate in 1993. It was signed into law by Governor Hickel. AML opposed this quite vehemently. At every stop and every committee, they're there to oppose it. But you know, if Anchorage could stick a nickel a pound tax on all the freight going to Nome, and then Nome put a nickel a pound tax on it going out to Solomon, and then Solomon by charge of going to council, what would that do to the rate of living up there, you know? Right now, this very day, I've got one of my villages that's out of fuel oil, totally out. And so they go to Nome, and Keller goes to Nome and buys a bunch of fuel. So Well, if we tax them and then they run up to Teller, and actually people from Brevity get their fuel from Teller. And so here we go, you know, and you got a percentage at each stop and place. And so I'm fully in support. I understand what that would do to push Alaska.
You got one supporter right there, Jeff.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Anybody else for questions for Jeff?
Mr. Chairman, could I just add one more comment? Some of the members of the Alaska Oil and Gas Association, the producers, were concerned because they have small topping plants on the North Slope, and they transfer diesel from, say, the Prudhoe topping plant to the Park Field to run machinery and run equipment. They just wanted to make sure that that was not considered a transfer and a taxable issue. And they had some amendment language, but it also sort of overrode what the overarching intent of the bill was. So that'll, I think we can take care of that either later time or in the Senate side, but I just wanted to get that on the record that we understand that concern is a legitimate one, and I think we can work out the language to solve that.
I think just for clarification, the chairman does not intend to move this bill today. It will be worked on. There'll probably be a committee substitute brought forward, a different committee substitute, so there'll be some time to work on this. So. I don't see Jim Bolts here. Is Jim around? Is Jim online? Jim Bolts, are you online?
Jim Bolts. The Star.
Petro Star Refinery. And Mark Smith, is Mark here?
Mark wasn't able to make it. This is Justin Sharon from Yukon Fuel. I was sitting in his place.
Now, what's your name again?
Justin Sharon. I already spoke.
Oh, all right. Never mind. You had such great testimony, we remembered it. No, it was good. It was very good.
Jesus, Jeff.
I don't have anybody else to testify. Is there anybody else out in the audience that wants to testify? Is anybody else online? Representative Anderson, do you have anybody else online you want to testify? Is Mark Smith going to come back to testify, the gentleman from Yukon Fuel?
No, he won't be able to attend.
Okay, so your testimony will be over for today then?
Yes.
Okay. All right, very good. Well, I don't see any more testimony, and I know the chairman wants to hold this particular piece of legislation. And so with that, is there any other business to come before this committee today? We have that income tax bill up yet? Oh, no, never mind. All right. Without that, we're adjourned. Don't even...